I stand before you saying probably one of the most important things that I've ever said. Protect this water. Get with the state agencies and let's stop this now before it gets out of hand. Our water is important, and we have a gem in East Milton, Florida with that soil and gravel aquifer. Please, please do the right thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cooey.
So this is Jerry Cooey at the Santa Rosa County Legislative Delegation meeting. It took place on Thursday. That's, I think, the most important issue, at least certainly from a lot of people's perspective, facing the county right now, is that question of preserving the safety of the water supply. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa County Administrator Dan Schebler. Dan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So can you just maybe give us a status update of where this is? I know you don't make the decision, but a lot of folks are very, very concerned about the water supply in the South End with the possible expansion of these pits access. So can you maybe just tell us, like, where are we on this actually happening?
Sure. The board approved at our special rezoning meeting back in December to submit a recommended language change in our comprehensive plan, which would change what's allowed in that wellfield protection area. So that has to be transmitted to the state because it's a change to the comprehensive plan. The state agencies all have an opportunity to review and comment. We've received a couple of comments back, but not a formal response yet from the Department of Economic Opportunity, who's the lead agency. We expect that in the next week or so to have a final response, and then it will be on the special rezoning meeting with the Board of County Commissioners on February 25th for a decision whether to make that change in the language, which would allow expansion of existing borrow pits in the wellfield protection area, or to not make that change.
So I'm a resident in the South End. I mean, I'm not, but, you know, imagine I am, okay? And I get my water supply from this well protection area. Help me understand why this isn't insane. Because it seems crazy to an outsider looking in and to a lot of the citizens, but it was a recommendation that came to the board. Why is this happening?
Well, it was a request that came to the board from a business owner there in East Milton. Mm-hmm. This was additional protections that the Board of County Commissioners enacted back in the 2011 timeframe. There was a study done, lots of additional information, lots of debate and discussion. And at that point in time, the Board of County Commissioners enacted a higher level of protection for this specific area of the county. Beyond what is required by state statute.
Okay. But then this is a request to undo that higher level of protection, right? For this particular existing pit.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it just seems like, again, I'm looking at this, and again, I know you don't make the decisions, but I'm trying to understand, you know, how the decision could get made this way. It seems like it makes a water supply potentially vulnerable by undoing what had been put in place as a previous protection of that water supply. I know I'm putting you in an awkward position because it's not your thing to enact, but can you help us understand what's the reasoning behind why this would be allowed, maybe? I mean, maybe I should be asking a county commissioner instead of you, but that's you know, I've got you on the line, so.
They are certainly the ones who answer and will make the decision in a month or so. But I think really it's looking at what is the appropriate level of protection. The state has a certain level. We're one place where we've enacted additional protections to protect the water supply and protect our environment there. And I guess the question is that necessary? Does that really add any protection or does it not? And, you know, the state agency is going to provide their comments on their thoughts, but it's a local decision on a local ordinance.
Was there a study done since 2011 that supported the non-necessity of this level of protection or looked at what would happen if they did expand that borrow pit? I mean, do we have any newer data?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. We don't.
Okay. Well, that means it's on the politicians, not you. So and I just wanted to kind of understand because I wasn't 100% clear on the TikTok of how everything got to us. We have good news in the county. If I'm not mistaken, I thought I heard you say on Thursday that the walls have started to go up at the courthouse.
The walls are going up at the courthouse. You can't really see it from Avalon Boulevard yet. because they started in the back corner, but they're working their way around. They're precast concrete panels that are poured off-site, so they're trucked in, and we expect within about a month we'll have a complete building. So when we get around to the Avalon side, we're going to do a little press availability, take some photos. It's a big deal for the county to see this progress on that courthouse project.
Outstanding. One request, make it at 10 o'clock so I can get there. I can't get there before 10 o'clock. But so now that won't be we're not going to be done. That just means we'll have the building exterior in place, right?
Correct. Okay. You know, there's a whole lot of work that's got to go on the inside. We're still looking at the end of the year for substantial completion and moving in the first of next year, about a year from now.
All right, very good. You guys are also moving forward. It's kind of a smaller thing, but I thought it was interesting. I guess it was something that was started by Commissioner Lynchard, but it was an approval of a plan to allow you guys to inspect and deal with the canals and waterways like in Gulf Breeze, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's cases where we have docks or seawalls or piers that are run down, that are dilapidated, that need to be kept up, and we don't have any mechanism in county ordinances to enforce that. So that started last fall, and the board approved the ordinance that was presented last Thursday morning. Once that's recorded by the Secretary of State, our code enforcement, we already have known areas that need attention. Our code enforcement department will be engaged with those homeowners to get those situations rectified and really improve the safety of those waterways.
Yeah, I mean, this is good local government where you discover that help us, please. We don't have authority. Okay, make the change. Now we have authority. Now we can help. I mean, that's how government is supposed to work under ideal circumstances. Let's talk about vaccinations for just a second. What is happening this week with regards to vaccinations in Santa Rosa County? And I understand CVS Walgreens are a separate entity from you guys, and also Publix is a separate entity from you guys.
Publix.
But what's happening through the Department of Health in Santa Rosa County and through your organization?
We're continuing appointments at the Santa Rosa County Department of Health. We receive vaccines weekly from the state, and we have a long waiting list for the over 65 population is very interested in having the vaccine and getting vaccinated. So we have a wait list of over 10,000 right now that we're whittling our way down. We're doing about 150 vaccinations a day at the health department. And some days a little bit more. Last week we were in downtown Milton, and then we went up to the town of Jay and had two specific vaccination clinics similar to what we did in Gulf Breeze a week and a half ago. So the Department of Health is the main source right now. We get a standard weekly allocation from the state based upon our population over age 65, and we'll be transitioning a week from now to a state system. The state is going to start, and they have already started rolling out in some counties, a separate call-in number and a separate website. But if you are on our wait list, you don't need to worry about that. We will transition you, and the state will assist us in transitioning you into their system, and then you will be called and notified about your appointment.
And so that's going to be one number for everybody in the state, but the distribution is still going to come through you guys. It's just a matter of who's scheduling, who's handling the phone call, right?
Who's handling the phone call and the scheduling? We are working very closely with the state, as they are with all the other counties, through the Department of Emergency Management and our Public Safety and Emergency Management Department, and of course, our Department of Health. Once the vaccine numbers become available in higher numbers, once the vaccines are here, we'll probably go back to larger points of distribution and doing more mass vaccinations similar to what we did several weeks ago with Sacred Heart and Baptist Hospital.
And I know the answer, but it's good to hear you say it to people as well. Anybody who gets their first shot, the second shot is already pre-guaranteed, scheduled at the time you get your first one. There's never a question of they're going to get one and then maybe not get their second one, right?
Correct. The vaccines that are coming in are first vaccinations. The state is also shipping those second vaccinations as people come up in that window of time. And we're approaching that now for those that got their first vaccination. So you'll be contacted and scheduled if you got it through the health department. If you went to one of the mass vaccination sites at the Milton Community Center or Olive Baptist Church, you should have gotten your appointment for your follow-up shot that day when you left.
All right, very good. Hey, last quick thing, just ahead of the caller call in, just wanted to say thank you. Got their shot in Santa Rosa County and said they had a great experience, so that worked extremely well for them. Last quick question for you, is there going to be a turn lane? Somebody texted me, is there going to be a turn lane off Avalon to get into the courthouse?
There will be a right-in, right-out only. So,
okay.
If you need to get, so it's only going southbound. We're not cutting through that median right now. That may be a future enhancement once we put our second building up there at the judicial site. But right now it's just going to be right in and right out.
Okay, so it'll be northbound will have to go up to a U-turn and come back. Same thing southbound returning north will have to go down and make a U-turn and come back.
Or go around and there's access off of Mulat Boulevard as well.
Oh, okay, the back way. All right, very good. Dan Schebler, he is the Santa Rosa County Administrator. Dan, always appreciate the work. I know nobody has any idea how difficult what you do is behind the scenes. We try to tell you guys the same thing, so we appreciate that somebody's doing that job and you do it very well. Thanks so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.